Josh, the Bunning Sausage Guy, joins us now. Hello, Josh.
G'day, how are we?
You're good.
Hey, Josh, is that your unofficial name now, Josh, the Bunnings Sausage Guy?
It's generally something with sausage in it. It's just standard now.
So your mission has been to try every single Bunnings sausage sizzle in the country, which it was stopped by COVID at one point. How many did you get to before COVID hit?
Well, we've ticked off, I think it's like 180 stores we've ticked off.
And how many in the country are there?
Amazing.
I believe it's 280.
So you're 100
excluding,
off.
Excluding the tradie stores, yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you're not doing the tradie stores.
Well, they don't do the sizzles, so
yeah,
they're not
sure,
my concern.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Just take your Power Pass card to that. Don't worry about ordering a sausage. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got 100 to go, and the big news is that they're back. They're back in New South Wales this weekend. That must be exciting news to you, Josh.
It's got the heart pumping, that's for sure. I'm not sure if it's like high cholesterol or if it's like excitement. I don't know.
Is there a standout Bunnings where it's either been the sausage or the service of the sizzle that you can recall so far on your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Seaford in South Australia.
In South Australia.
They took everything out. They had the gourmet like pork sausages and chicken sausages and bread rolls, wholemeal. They had everything. It was. I've only seen that once, and that was at Seaford. Everywhere else is just pretty standard, but Seaford really took the cake there with
Seaford
that.
Seaford in South Australia.
Well, I guess generally they want to keep it cheap, don't they? That's why they go the cheapest white bread, they go the cheapest onions they can find and sausages as well. Were they charging more at Seaford?
Nah, same rate, $2.50.
Whoa, how?
See, there are some great things about South Australia. We've just uncovered another one.
I will be going there when I go to SA just to check that out.
Put it on your list. Go to the wineries, go to McLaren Vale, and then the Seaford Bunnings for a snack.
It's up there. Definitely up there.
It's up there. And so where are we going tomorrow, Josh, now that it's back?
Northern Sydney, I think I'll tick off because I've done all the western suburbs and the majority of Sydney itself. So
okay.
I think it's just the northern area I need to tick off and that's then that's all Sydney done.
Hey, mate, nice weather on the weekend. Northern beaches and a Bunnings sizzle. That's amazing.
There's the one at Belrose. That's a good one up on the north shore there on the northern beaches. There's a little Bunnings in Narrabeen. I'm pretty sure that they do a sausage sizzle in the car park. There's two you can add to your list.
I'll tick them all off, don't worry.
Okay, good stuff. When do you reckon you're going to finish this quest by?
Well, COVID's really pushed it out. The plan was for end of year. But calculations, because it's all pretty high tech on the spreadsheets worked out. I needed 4 weeks in or 4 weekends in Queensland and 4 weekends in New South Wales to be done pretty much. And you know, there's not that many weekends left in the year, so it's coming in very tight.
If you only need 8 weekends, though, you could maybe squeeze this in by the end of the year.
I'm going to try, that's for sure.
This is great news.
What's it cost you to date? How much money have you spent on flights and have you tallied that up as well?
I don't even look at that because I'm scared to look at that.
Yeah.
Don't look at that spreadsheet.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, very... got it. Like, well, if you just take $2.50 to the 180, that's on sausages alone.
Yep.
And sometimes there's a couple of snags at each Bunnings and then you just got to add all the fuel up. Like we drove to WA, so that was,
Do you now regret your decision when you came up with this idea?
Well, I had intended on finishing this, I believe it was September 2021. So at the time it was great. And then we've had 2 COVID lockdowns since then, and it's really blown out quite fast. So I will be happy to finish it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've come this far.
You've got to finish it off now. That's the Aussie way right there, is that you cannot leave the snag half eaten, so to speak.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I'm locked into it now.
Okay.
All right.
Good stuff, mate.
Sausage on, my friend. All the best for this weekend. It is back, and hopefully you get this thing finished sooner rather than later. But exciting times for the Bunnings Sausage Sizzle fans.
Thanks very much.